listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. As we ready ourselves for Mother's Day this weekend, one local florist is reportedly busier than ever. Mount Gambier's Lima & Co. has seen orders coming through thick and fast in the lead up to Sunday. Despite this, owner Lisa Attard says it's a beautiful time of year.
You know, it's so nice. You see messages come through, and if people don't have their own mums around anymore, they're definitely sending flowers for special people in their lives that are like motherly figures. So it's just such a, I think Mother's Day is just such a beautiful day.
Meantime, a big turnout is expected at this Sunday's Mother's Day Classic in Mount Gambier. The fun run is all about raising money for breast cancer research, and this year it'll also be contributing towards ovarian cancer research. Mother's Day Classic Foundation CEO Zara Lawless says it's one of 75 events happening nationwide.
Running or walking, doesn't matter if you've never done a fun run before or a walk, you're really carried around the course by the community. There's lots of entertainment for the kids, there's music, and it's a really beautiful way to start your Mother's Day and making a difference to the 12 women who die every single day in Australia from breast or ovarian cancer.
In other news, SA's Road Trauma Support Team is marking the end of National Road Safety Week by reminding us to drive safe as we head out onto the region's roads. The team's Kylie Simpson says road trauma can affect anybody, from the victims of crashes to their families and witnesses.
There's actually been 33 fatalities on the road so far this year, and from that we've had 88 people reach out so far for some help. And it is really good, because the earlier that you do reach out, the better for your journey to be able to recover. Cover and deal with what life has given you.
In sport, Millicent could make it 4 in a row this weekend when they take on South Gambier in the Limestone Coast Football League. The Saints are currently sitting on top of the senior ladder, but that could change if they suffer a loss to South, who are currently second.